Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We go now back to our top story of the day, the U.S. Supreme Court decision declaring same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states. While supporters of gay marriage reveled on the steps of the Supreme Court in Washington, many people in Massachusetts took the news in stride. WBR's Kurt Nickisch reports on one same-sex couple with a special place in history.
With burger wrappers and napkins spread in front of them, Don Picard and Robert DeBenedictis shared lunch in front of Cambridge City Hall. It's a special place for them. After Massachusetts' highest court made same-sex marriage legal, it was here, about 3 o'clock in the morning on May 17, 2004, that they applied for a marriage license. DeBenedictis says they were number 82 out of 262 couples applying that night.
When we walked out, all these people were cheering. I'm like, are they cheering for us? But they were cheering for every single couple that walked out. And it was when you walked out on the steps, it was like the steps weren't there. It was like you were floating. The joy of the crowd was just...
Right. And it was like cheering each couple exiting the building. I had no idea. I was so unprepared. I mean, when we came that night, I was thinking, oh, we're just getting paperwork. But it was so much more than just paperwork.
Just a few hours later, as the sun rose, they were wed on the steps of Cambridge City Hall, the first gay male couple to be married here, just minutes after the nation's first legal same-sex marriage between two women. With them back then was their 23-month-old adopted son, James. Now James is munching on French fries with his parents. He just turned 13. Don Picard just shakes his head at how time has changed. Same-sex marriage is no longer predicated on the state you're in.
It's both amazing that it happened so quickly, and yet it took such a long time.
After all, these two married men, now 53, were born at a time when few gay people were out, at least publicly. Picard says they went through some pretty tough years.
You know, the idea that marriage would be legal in my lifetime was pretty hard to imagine.
Same goes for DeBenedictis.
Back in the late 1990s, some friends and I were trying to wonder if it would happen in our lifetime. Some of us thought it would. Some of us thought it might take 50 years or 40 years. And it turns out it was less than 20 years. And I'm happy.
A sudden shift like this has happened before. 100 years ago, in 1915, Cambridge and all of Massachusetts voted 2-1 to deny women the right to vote. But just 5 years later, a constitutional amendment made universal suffrage a reality. It can seem like progress will never come, but the efforts of millions of people can change history in what seems like overnight. In 2004, hundreds of people cheered these two men after one court in one state gave them the right to marry. Now another court has given that right in all 50 states. This time, there are no crowds cheering on the steps of Cambridge City Hall. Don Picard again.
I think that's great. You know, in some sense, you know, it's like it's another day.
What not that long ago was so novel now is incredibly normal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.